All right, fellow APA 2118 members, I'm Michael Taylor Stewart. I'm here with Kenny Seiden. He's our scheduling committee, also a trustee, and also on the negotiating committee. Today, we're going to do a discussion answering some of the common questions that we hear about scheduling, such as unstacking. How does PBS unstacking change regular lines? We're going to work our way how PBS affects reserve lines and just a few more. So we'll cut this down into a few videos so they're not too long for you to watch. But today we're going to start with our first question. Kenny, the people want to know what exactly is unstacking? Is it just about days off and holidays? How does it work?
Yeah, no. So unstacking is just a generic term that tends to get thrown out. It is a overall term for essentially when a company preference overrides a pilot preference. So if you prefer a high credit trip, if the company's overall solution is better, if you work a low credit trip that day, then that would be considered unstacking. There are many different types of unstacking in the software. But when we're sort of talking out loud and communicating, we just kind of use that word in an overall general sense. So unstacking is just essentially a term of a company's overall solution to the schedule overriding what a pilot prefers their schedule to be.
So we hear a lot like 100% on stacking versus 50 versus 30. So what like 100% on stacking, if I'm right here, I'm understanding it. That means they can disregard all of your preferences. Am I correct?
Correct. And for every seniority level pilot. So anybody who is unstacked, unless there are specific provisions in the contract eliminating certain types of unstacking, then what if that person is in that percentage level, then their entire preferences can be disregarded if it creates a better solution for the company. And I think back to your previous question, it's not just about every pilot has to work on a Sunday or every pilot has to work on a holidays. It's also about if it looks at the overall solution and says, well, number one seniority pilot, I know you want all these 7.5 hour credit two leg days. Well, if I actually give you some 4 hour credit days, then I can save some of those high credit values for a junior pilot, and then I can create an overall better solution, better coverage, and better cost for the company as well. And that's why 100% unstacking, it could do that, basically throw out every single preference for every single pilot starting from the first seniority
So
level.
100% on stacking, is that percentage of pilots in base, or is that your whole schedule they can do? So if it's 50% on stacking and I'm above the top 50% in base, then are they still able to unstack me, or is that simply a metric of everyone in base, 50% of their preferences can be unstacked? How does that work?
It is a metric of the regular line pilots in that base. So I'll give, Grand Rapids captain, for example. If there are 10 regular lines and you limit the unstacking to no more than 50%, that means five of the regular lines can be have their preferences disregarded while the top five senior pilots would have their preferences honored. But it's off of regular lines in that base. It's not off of total pilots. So when you
Just
consider
regular line, understood. So that's how that was another common question they didn't that I've heard people asking me. So as far as on stacking goes, I believe there's people are it's a common myth that I hear, and I believe Andrew addressed this in the general membership meeting, that the union is holding up negotiations due to they want 0% on stacking. Is there any truth to this?
no, absolutely not. We presented several different proposals. I think, man, I was trying to count, like when you count big proposals with different kind of sprockets in there, I think we're up to about like 12 different different proposals on how we could do it. The reason why we brought up 0% on stacking, we thought that that was the best solution for both the pilots and the company. We did many presentations all the way up from the CEOs, every single level of C-suite has seen it multiple times. And it's just a question of what the company is willing to do and what the company is comfortable with at the end of the day. But we are not hung up on a single level of unstacking or a single level of a proposal, even with what scheduling system is used. The problem is the company so far and every single one of their proposals is we want nav blue and be able to do whatever we want with it. And that's just simply not something that we're willing to
So
accept.
speaking of what the company wants to do, and what you're kind of describing there, can Allegiant still operate with the ability to unstack?
Oh, absolutely. That's I love that question because in our proposals we actually showed with 0% unstacking, they could operate with even less pilots than they currently have and cover the same schedule. So there is no doubt that they could operate their current schedule with their current pilots at 0% unstacking. We compared directly previous months in every single base, we compared some previous months, ran them with NAV Blue at 0% unstacking, and looked at a direct correlation to what happened, what schedules were produced in the solver, and compared them. And guess what? NAV Blue was better with 0% unstacking. It covered their trips and their reserves at a higher level than what the solver did.
So you essentially say with better technology and the 0% on stacking comparative to CBI that it would require less pilots than we currently have. It's more efficient.
Yes, PBS is an extremely more efficient than what the solver is. And that's why you've seen when other carriers have gone from sort of home-built systems to PBS that they've been bought off the union. So they pay the union and other sort of compensation items in their LOAs, like for example, min day pay or vacation pay in order to get the PBS on property.
Perfect. So I know we talked about regular lines a little bit earlier, but how does PBS unstacking change regular lines? I know you had said earlier about how unstacking of 50%, 50% of the lines will be unstacked. Overall, how would that change a regular line unstacking?
So, regular lines, if you're going to PBS and unstacking, one of the first changes that you would see is instead of just a simple minimum and maximum in line credit window, the admin actually has control with it a third item. It's called a threshold. And the threshold stops a pilot from getting, stops their hours within that range. So, if the company posts a range between 70 and 85 hours, as an admin, I could say, well, cost-wise, it's actually still better for me to have everybody at 75 hours within that range. And that would stop pilots from being awarded hours all the way up to the 85. And so that would be the first really large effect at regular lines that additionally, when an admin is running PBS versus the solver, you have to put all of the information in first. Run it, and it takes 15, 20, sometimes 30 minutes to run an entire base. They have to look at it and then make minor modifications, but they're really held back by the time that takes. PBS spits out the results within a minute and a half. So you can constantly do set many, many runs in order to get what is from a company point of view, you can get what is the best costing for them. And the best costing for them for regular lines is do I get my flying covered while keeping people below premium pay hours? And that is a huge benefit to the company with PBS is it will allow them to significantly reduce the amount of premium pay.
So that is what you're, so there will be have the ability to now build lower credit lines than they have been due to the efficiency of PBS. Would that mean they would be awarding more overall lines per base with the new system then?
Not necessarily. So, what you will see with the solver is you will see the top maybe 50 to 60, 70% of regular lines all be pushed to sort of the top end of the hours. But by the time you get to the bottom 40 to 30% of regular lines, there just isn't enough higher credit items in order for them to get anywhere above just barely reaching the line credit window. With PBS, you get to spread that flying out amongst all the regular lines with that threshold, for example. And that will allow them to then draw down the top guys, keeping the boost up a little bit on the bottom flyers. And it just builds the schedules in such a more efficient way that you just don't need pilot as many pilots. Additionally, with that, you will be able to spread your open time out. So it will try to attempt from keeping, say, five open trips on one Monday. It'll have, if you're going to have five open trips, it'll put them on five different days. So then you're much more comfortable producing a solution like that without having to go into premium pay versus currently with the solver where you say, hey, that's going to cause us to potential cancel a flight. So I need to push people into premium pay, push the hours higher in order to cover more trips. Because at the end of the day, the more hours you allow people to work, the more working days you get out of them, the more trips you cover. But you just have to pay for it then.
Understood. So will that also reduce then? I would have to guess that's going to reduce on open time trips then. They'll be able to have a better way to disperse those trips and create less open time, or am I wrong?
Yes. So it will that you will see then very few. You'll see much, a significant reduction in open time, especially if you have unstacking. If you allow unstacking, you'll see a significant reduction in open time, and the open time will be spread out. So you're not going to see peaks on a day with a bunch of people having a day off, so that then those individuals can go in and pick it up. It's going to be anything that's left in open time is most likely going to be a days on almost every a day that almost every single regular line person is already working, and almost every reserve line is already working. So you have the reserves to cover it, but there really isn't any pilots available to pick that up because you're working on that day.
That makes a lot of sense. I appreciate you answering that question. Nextly, we kind of covered it a little bit, but in a little more detail, we talked about Grand Rapids as an example of 10 regular lines. What happens if you have, let's say, a 50% on stack, and I bid number three up in Grand Rapids, and then my friend, he's bidding eight. What would be the difference in my schedule and his schedule?
So the number three person will see all of their preferences met, while the number eight person, it can just throw out your preferences and it's just going to give you whatever it will make the overall solution better for the company. The difference is the number three guy might have been used to in previous months in this having 90 ability to go up to 85 or 90 hours. Now that wouldn't be needed anymore because that bottom 50%, you have such control over what their schedules are. You don't need more working days out of the more senior pilot. So you're going to have those again, the flying spread out, and the more senior pilots just will having less hours, while the more junior pilots are working more hours just to more days just to meet that same like minimum guarantee level.
So seniority, you would be able to get the schedule you asked for. So I guess in the other instance, then if they had 100% on stacking, then they would be able to not honor any preferences then, and I wouldn't get the schedule I asked for at all. In fact, I would probably end up working more days and have not have all the days off I wanted, possibly.
Absolutely. It could eliminate it, in the worst case scenario, it could honor zero preferences. I'm not going to say that it won't honor some preferences. That would probably be a little bit of a misnomer. But again, a lot of the focus is on days off. What happens to my days off? Will I get my days off honored? While a bigger focus is on what trips you want to work. If you're senior enough to fill your schedule up with over 7 hour credit trips and only have to work 10 to 12 days, that's what your seniority should get. But the way that the what it will do with unstacking is it says if too many senior pilots have too many days off, well then I'm going to have too much open time because I only have a certain number of pilots. So I need those senior pilots to work lower credit trips so that I can save the high credit trip values and spread those high credit trips out amongst all the pilots, so that all the pilots are closer to that minimum day off level.
So in summary, the way I'm kind of understanding this is if they had 100% on stacking and I'm number one, I'm going to end up probably working more days because they need me to work lower credit trips than I preferred, and having less days off and having less hours in turn. Is that kind of correct with how
Yeah,
they would want to do it?
all yes, all three. You're going to work more days, you're going to get less of your days off that you're going to want, and you're probably going to have less hours on your schedule as well.
All right. Well, I feel like that pretty much covers on stacking. I mean, I thank you for your time on answering those questions. It was really informative. I think that was good in that department. And I think we should probably in future videos move on to some other common questions that we have.